Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What a great, magnificent song. Joe DeCameron, John Rich, 94 WIP. I got to lay out here.
There is a house in New Orleans.
But I can't possibly talk over this.
They call the rising sun.
Remember how much it used to bother you, John, when I would talk over some classic songs? But then I am, of course, you know, a talk show host. I'm supposed to talk. I mean, to the best of my knowledge, the station hasn't flipped formats.
It's not
right
YSP
now.
Anymore, Jeff.
It's not YSP. So, okay, I'll say Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, and 94 WIP. Hello. Good afternoon, everybody. On this, our five-year anniversary show, a lot of Ben Simmons stuff and a lot of the Eagles as they get ready for the game against the Raiders. And, of course, we get ready for week 7 of pro football. And we look at last week as we make our picks. And let me tell you something. We both had a very good week last week. Last week, John going 2-1, the Hammer, me going 3-0. John's still leading, though. He's up by 2.5 games so far through the first 6 weeks. But I'm back in the plus, 9-8-1 on the season and ready for a charge as we get to week 7 of pro football, our picks.
Are you sure it's only 2.5 games?
Yeah, yeah, you're 12 and, I mean, listen, you're 12 and 6. I'm 9-8-1. That's 2.5. But 12 and 6 sounds a lot better than 9-8-1.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, that's what it is. The tie always throws us off. It messes with you. It's like, come on, tie, get out of the way. You're confusing me. Our picks for week 7
sounds like 3.5.
No, but it's 2.5.
It's 2.5.
It would be 3.5 if I was 8-9-1. Yeah.
It's 2.5.
Yeah, it's 2.5. I mean, I got Stanford over here. Stanford over here thinks that's 3.5.
English major,
but you got into Stanford. Don't tell me that football ability didn't help you get into Stanford. I mean, frankly, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, really got to revisit now. Was John really worthy of Stanford? I mean, he's a smart guy and all, but
speaking of Stanford, I almost asked as a beat the hammer question, who was John Ritchie's head coach at Stanford? Would you have gotten that correct?
No. Who was it?
Tyrone Willingham.
Wow. No, I would not have gotten that.
It was a tough one. That's why I didn't ask.
I'm trying to figure out who's going to win in football when Stanford and Fairfield next play in football, but we'll deal with that down the road, like when we actually have a football team in Fairfield. Our picks brought to you by Cozy Jewelers. Step up to the 5th C this season. Color, cut, clarity, carrot, and cozy. Visit them online at CozyJewelers.com. John, your first pick this week, what do you got?
New England still hasn't won a game at home this year.
Wow.
New England going for their first home win against a Jets team that's feeling kind of good about themselves.
Uh-oh.
Recently. I'm going to take New England, though, -7. We know what Bill Belichick's going to do to Zach Wilson, and he'll be seeing all sorts of things he doesn't understand, and I think the Patriots get that home win in a big way.
You know, my first game, I was a little surprised at this line. Also, the font was so small I could barely read it, John, with what James Seltzer gave us today. But that's all another matter. Green Bay is only an 8.5-point favorite versus Washington. I mean, I just expect Green Bay to win this game fairly handily. I'm going to go with Green Bay at home minus the 8.5 to beat the Washington Redskins and cover that spread.
This is really small font.
I mean, for those that can't see it, and that's everybody but us, what James handed us is borderline impossible to read.
You can read it. Come on.
No, it really is. Like, stop complaining. Like, you need a magnifying
glass. You actually do need a magnifying glass.
Or better eyesight, either or.
So, how about this one? Detroit, where Matthew Stafford used to play,
yep,
playing the L.A. Rams in L.A., where Jared Goff used to play. And there are a lot of people saying, hey, Jared Goff, he got called out by his head coach. He's going to be locked in. Seriously? You think Jared Goff can lock in? You don't think Matthew Stafford's going to be locked in against his former teammates? And Sean McVay doesn't want to prove he made the right decision? You know, like in escorting Goff out of town? Like, this is Sean McVay, Matthew Stafford, and a whole bunch of people on that L.A. defense who want to hit Jared Goff. I think the Rams are going to win by more than 16.
Tell you what, John's 12-6 this year, and he's picked the Rams a bunch. People might want to start listening to him and going with this because he's had success right there. I'm going to go against Kansas City with my second pick, John. I mean, they're a 4.5-point favorite on the road in Tennessee.
I thought about that.
I just don't think KC's that good. I mean,
Remember, Tennessee lost to the Jets.
I know. I understand.
And beat the Bills. Makes sense of that, right?
I know. I know. I'm going to take Tennessee at home. They might not win the game outright, but Tennessee plus the 4.5 at home versus Kansas City.
I really strongly considered that one, Joe. I think that's a good pick. My last one, how about Carson Wentz going into San Francisco playing against Jimmy Garoppolo, who's finally back from injury? I'm going to take Indianapolis plus 4. I'm not saying they're going to win. I know San Francisco is not very good, and I know Indianapolis is playing better. They're looking better, and their offense is growing every week. Plus 4, thank you. I'll take that.
My third pick, this is one of those, hey, the line's just too big. I'm going Houston plus the 18 points versus Arizona. I know the Cards are undefeated. They got Zach Ertz. I'll be rooting for them. I mean, I want to see Zach Ertz do well and get to the playoffs and all that, but 18 points, I mean, there's always the backdoor possibility. I'm going to go Houston plus the 18 in the desert to at least, you know, keep it closer than 18 Sunday out there in Arizona. And those are our picks for week number 7 of the National Football League. 215-592-9494. Let's talk to Benjamin in Downingtown right now. Hey, Benjamin.
Hey, from a day one long-time listener, happy anniversary, gentlemen.
Thanks, Benjamin.
Thanks, pal.
Hey, what did you get me?
I'll tell you exactly what I got you. I got you the ability to be on the air today with our show.
Oh, that's not nothing new. I come on the air at least 2-3 times a week.
Yeah, but I could have zinged you. I could have dinged you. I could have zipped you, and I didn't.
But then you wouldn't get all the laughs that I produce for this show.
You know, that is a good point.
Benjamin does produce a lot of laughs, for what it's worth.
Benjamin's a laugh a minute.
I don't know about a laugh a minute.
Cow milk, that was a Benjamin special. On that cow urine, I should say.
Yeah.
Cow urine, yeah. And then oh, my God, what was the one with the
nothing
the,
like a comedian forgetting the punchline.
No, it was the one with the marsupials, and you said something about, I know what, a creature guy.
Creature guy, yeah.
It's a creature guy. No, I got it.
I got it.
And then your dog, your little fake dog thing that you did, like, what, 2-3 weeks ago?
Yeah, that was bad.
That was really bad.
So Seltzer is conspiring, by the way, Benjamin.
I had no idea he was going to say any of these.
Seltzer's looking for drop of the week today at 1:30 to actually be drop of the first 5 years.
Wow, that's a lot of drop.
Oh, really?
Imagine that. That's true. That's a good look today for 1:30. I would be tuned. I would be tuned for drops of the first 5 years.
What's that going to be, like an hour long?
Well, we're going to have to pick the best.
We'll rifle
of the best
through them. We'll go a little quicker than that.
Imagine that.
Go ahead. What are you going to say?
No, go. All right, so talk to me on the Sixers. What do you got, Benjamin?
As far as Ben Simmons is concerned, I think it's time that everybody stops hoping for the full dollar on this guy because he's only worth 25 cents. Yeah. I think it's at this point it's ridiculous to keep him around and keep this distraction amongst all the rest of the team. It's not fair to them. You might as well get what you can, get rid of him, move on from the situation, and then let's have a season that's null and void of Ben Simmons.
Yeah, I think the message that Daryl Morey is putting out there, hey, this could last indefinitely, that is as much to other teams who are interested in Ben as it is to Ben and his camp.
Well, I do too, but I'll say this. I do think it's going to last time. It's not going to last 4 years, but Benjamin,
you got to do better, Benjamin, if you want this guy.
Remember this, Benjamin. There are players in the NBA, and I don't have the whole list in front of me, but based on their contracts, they're not eligible to be traded until December. So if you want one of those players where you're considering – 6 of those players and 6 different deals with 6 different teams, there's an incentive to wait at least till December.
But why would one of those teams want Ben Simmons, who hasn't played up until December?
Well, you know, it's the theory that that Ben might just hate Philadelphia. It's not truly mental. His back obviously doesn't hurt. And that he's just in a long line. Now, granted, he's a different dude. I'm not saying he's built like every other athlete ever, but that he's just in a long line of athletes through the years, and there have been hundreds of them that just want out, and they'll make life difficult until they get out.
This is a little more than that, though, because this is going back to even when he was in college.
I know.
Everything that, as far as what who he is,
I know.
His makeup and his psyche. I mean, they made an entire special when it was on Showtime
about
it.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
Benjamin, give me a song that references a city.
In the song and in the title is Motown Philly by Boyz II Men.
You got it, man. Benjamin, appreciate that call and all your calls through the years. We really appreciate it. Let's go to Bryce right now. Bryce, you're on WIP.
Yo, guys. How you doing?
Doing well, Bryce.
Congrats on 5 years.
Thanks,
I've only been
man.
Listening to about one, but I've loved every minute of it. So.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Joe, did you watch the game at all last night?
Which game are we talking? Is this the baseball part where I was supposed to watch baseball and didn't?
Well, I guess there's our answer.
You know what, Ben? Yeah, you know what, Bryce, I kind of got linked into was the – so the NBA League Pass, man, is just dynamic in that first week when it's free. So I was watching Kyle Lowry. Let's see. That was the Heat versus – who was that game? The Heat versus – there was a Mavs game versus the Hawks. And there was a Heat game versus – anyway, to answer your question, no, I did not watch baseball last night.
Only 10 players have ever done in playoff history.
Three
buddy.
Homers, I know. I was surprised to find –
a good one.
I was shocked to find out it was 10 players. I couldn't believe that. 10 players have hit three homers in a game. I know, Brett. Listen, maybe I'll get into it. I do intend to sort of try, and I know I was supposed to last night. I just didn't. All right, give me a song that references a city, Bryce.
Real quick, I actually had something else, kind of a trade for Ben Simmons.
Oh, I love a good trade.
All right, and so you're going to have to hear me out on this one. But instead of it being a team thing like the Sixers, let's make it a city thing. So let's parlay this thing. Let's send Jalen Hurts, a first-round draft pick, Ben Simmons, to Houston, and they'll just give us Watson. Boom, done deal. We'll parlay it into different sports.
Kind of funny, Bryce. Not bad.
Thanks, man.
A song right. that references the city. What do you have?
We Didn't Start the Fire by Billy Joel.
And Woo! Which song, which city is referenced? I'm sure there's probably a couple. But
I think Little Rock is in there.
Little Rock is
Old
that
Man.
Little Rock. Okay. Pasternak, Mickey Mantle Cataract. Sorry.
Seltzer, when you got a skill, man, you got a skill. I mean, my sister growing up, John, she could do "Twas the Night Before Christmas" the whole way through. I mean, if you have that ability, do it. Well, 40 years later, she probably can't still remember all that, but, you know, it's – I could get like halfway through Twas the Night Before Christmas and all through the house. Not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. And then at some point, you got to like on Dasher
and
Dancer.
I think that's the part that everyone could do, right?
something in a kerchief and a cap or I don't
Honor,
know.
Kerchief, and I in my cap had settled at last for a long winter's day.
Good stuff. Coming up at 1:30, not the drop of the week. The drops of the 5 years.
There's so many. Like it's going to be some of the best drops.
Yeah. We'll do our best to rifle through them and provide you with some laughs. Plus, time's yours at 1:45 and phone calls throughout. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP.
The Park Sportsbook is the official sportsbook partner of the Real Philly Fan, and we've got so much to watch and bet with college and pro football, the baseball playoffs, hockey, MMA, soccer, basketball. And live in-game betting lets you bet while you watch. Bet the money line as it changes during the game on the Park Sportsbook app. Bet on individual player performances as they happen. Like in basketball, bet player points, rebounds, assists. In baseball, bet hits, home runs, pitcher strikeouts every inning. Football, bet passing and rushing yards, touchdown scorers, and more. Plus, same game parlays, props, teasers, over-unders. The list goes on and on. And new customers sign up right now. Get your first bet risk-free up to $500. Do it now. Your first bet is risk-free up to $500. And check out our birds now. 2.5-point underdogs in Las Vegas. That line is moving. The over-under 49 points If you think we'll win, Phillies plus 128 on the money line. Just download the app or click parkscasino.com/PA. Use the promo code JRWIP. Your risk-free bet is refunded in site credit. The website has all the details. Do it now. Bet with the best, the only sportsbook backed by the number one casino in PA, the Parks Sportsbook app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.